Right now, let's bring him in, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
We lost last night.
Yep. Interception in the end zone at the end of the game.
Breeze went for the win, and we got the loss.
Hey, it's all right.
Hey. You know, if you got to go for the win. You know what the heck, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah, sure. You go to overtime, anything could happen because the overtime rules are still stupid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think so.
So, it just brought horrible memories of how the Patriots won the Super Bowl against Seattle.
Oh, I think that was great.
I know you think it was great. I dislike Seattle only slightly less than I dislike New England. And it's funny, I don't like New England it's not football reasons. You know, they duped the state of Connecticut into coming up with a stadium so they could get a better stadium in Massachusetts. That's why
they all do it.
I know, but I had Mike at that time. I was working for the Connecticut News Network, and I had to cover all those
CNN.
No, the Connecticut News Network.
CNN.
Yeah, and I had to cover all those meetings, and sitting there in those meetings, I knew what was going to happen in the end. And sure enough, I get called out late one night. And it's an ice storm, Mike. It's an ice storm. I got to go to this meeting. I got to go to this announcement from the governor. And everybody knew what the announcement was going to be. The Patriots had backed out.
Mm-hmm.
I've never forgiven them for that. It took me 3 hours to get home. I didn't leave Hartford till like midnight.
Wow.
It took me like 3 hours. I didn't get home till like 3:30 in the morning.
Wow.
So anyways, that's what I hold against the Patriots. All right, enough of that. So that interception kept Atlanta, their playoff helps alive and stuff like that. So now you're 50-19, and I'm 44-25.
Correct.
I'm picking the Chargers, the Eagles, and the Seahawks.
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah.
The Chargers.
The Eagles and the Seahawks.
All right. I got two so far. Just give me... Oh, the heck with it. Who cares? These are some rat games this week.
They really are.
I'm taking the Rams. I'm going on the other side of your Eagle game. I'm taking Green Bay over Cleveland, and I'm taking Buffalo over the Colts. These games stink.
Oh, they're horrible. They're absolutely horrible.
I don't know what I'm going to do Sunday. Maybe I'll go watch a movie somewhere or something.
Okay, why not? Now,
maybe there's a hockey game Sunday afternoon.
Now, before we get on to other sports...
Uh-oh.
I couldn't believe when I opened up my browser this morning, and after the classy way that Eli Manning handled his demotion.
Oh, Geno Smith stamping his feet.
Geno Smith unhappy with decision to bench him. Now listen to this. This is a guy who the Giants signed to have as a backup for $1.2 million, okay? Giving him $1.2 million.
Shut up and cash a check.
And he says now that he started for the final time this season and propped the only time in his Giants career. Well,
you got $1 million to do nothing. Shut up.
You got $1 million to embarrass Eli Manning, you idiot.
Well, that's where I want to go today. You know I'm no Manning fan.
Yeah.
You know I'm no Giant fan.
Yeah.
But I mean, when a guy plays 200 games in a row, and he basically gets screwed out of his streak. I mean, in football, your streak can stop at any time. I mean, people are dropping like flies in football. Eli Manning got screwed. I mean, if there was ever a time where you could say, you know what, put the streak back and let's go with it, because he got screwed last week. There's no reason why he shouldn't have played last week except that their ex-coach is a jackass. He got screwed. The guy played 200 games in a row, and because their head coach is an idiot, he got knocked out of his streak. Like 99.9% of these streaks end because of injury. He's the 0.1% that didn't, and I really feel bad for the guy. I really feel bad for Manning. I mean, there was no reason for that streak to stop except for the incompetency of their coach. And I really do feel bad for him.
Right.
And then on top of that, The other guy has the audacity to complain that he's not playing anymore this year. Yeah,
that's the thing that gets me. I'm saying to myself,
he should have never played, period.
You know, give me a break. Eli Manning handled this thing with class and dignity.
Yep.
And you step in here as a backup and are whining and complaining and handling it with no class. Give me a break.
Yeah. One guy lost a 200-game streak and handled it like a professional, and the other guy started one game in 4 years, and he's crying like a baby.
Yeah,
give me a break. He should go on the bus, go home into oblivion, open up a Burger King somewhere, and enjoy the rest of his life.
And you know what?
Because he's not an NFL quarterback.
And you know what? That one start that he got, he's probably next year going to be picked up by somebody as a backup quarterback.
Get another $1 million from somebody.
That's exactly right. I mean, the Giants gave him credibility. So I was just, I saw that and I
saw the same thing. I was like, is this guy kidding me? And that's what made me think about Manning. I'm like, this guy basically got screwed out of his streak. Not that the streak does anything for you,
but
there's not a lot of people in the NFL that can say they played that many consecutive games. 200, he turtles up, he does whatever he does, it's still 200 games.
210 games in a row, only second to Brett Favre, who is 297.
Yeah, he was never going to catch Favre. He's not going to catch Favre, but I mean, to end it that way, I think it was criminal. I think it was really, really bad.
And people forget, the first Super Bowl that he won, remember that year? He had a fractured rib. He didn't miss a game. Didn't miss a game that year. They thought he was going to be out 5 to 6 weeks. Didn't miss a game. Well, anyways, enough of that.
Geno Smith needs to open up a Geno's hamburger joint.
All right. Where else do you want to go in sports?
Last night in hockey, the Islanders went out to Pittsburgh. Like we said, they got beaten overtime 4-3 in what was a real good game. So the Islanders pick up a point, but lose to Pittsburgh. And tonight, two big games again, like we said yesterday, the Rangers at Washington and the Devils home against Columbus, and then the back end of that home and home. And then both the Devils and the Rangers, they clash tomorrow night. They're in the snow, so I'll give you something to watch tomorrow night. The Islanders have a night game tomorrow night against Boston. And like I said, even though the Islanders lost last night, they had a good effort against Pittsburgh, and they're playing very good hockey.
Well, that's the whole thing if you lose and there's a good effort, it's okay. It's not okay that you lost, but at least
banked or taken out of games, like occasionally when the Queen decides he doesn't want to stop a puck, that's bad. But overall, they've been playing real good hockey, and the backup for the Rangers is playing very good hockey. The backup goaltender.
All right. Any racing at all this weekend? Or
let me tell you something. Yeah. This could be the worst racing weekend of my life. It is awful. There's a couple of stakes races at Gulfstream tomorrow, and then the back end of the card is some kind of a Latin American thing. There's horses in there that are totally unbettable. You can't bet because they're coming from Venezuela, Panama, Mexico, the Dominican Republic. Who knows what these horses are? Just some awful racing. Louisiana Bred Day tomorrow at Fairgrounds. New York may get canceled because of snow. Just some bad racing, but I got a couple of little races for you guys tomorrow down at Gulfstream. In the third race, it's an overnight race, a $75,000 sprint going 6 furlongs. One horse in here that looks really tough, a name from the past, Patrick B. and Cone. The horse is the four horse, Diamond Ops. This horse ran two races down the Gulfstream over the summer and won by open lengths. Went up to the Saratoga Sprint, run off at 6-1, stumbled out of the gate, lost all chances. Gave this horse some time off, had some nice works coming in. I think Diamond Ops or Diamond Oops, however you want to pronounce it, has a nice shot tomorrow in the third race at Gulfstream. Going on from there, I got one more race here. The sixth race, it's a $75,000, another overnight pulpit, 1 mile on the turf. The horse that I caught last week, trained by this woman, what's her name? I can't see. It's too dark. Her last name's like Kirkenitz, Lily Kirkenitz or something like that. Right. She put over $130 horse on Saturday, had another horse run decently this week. So she's good early in the meet, and she has one running in the stake tomorrow from the rail that's going to get a great trip, the one Naughty Boy, N-A-U-T-I. This horse has a nice shot from the rail to hit the board, so I'm going to use that horse. with the far outside horse. The name of the horse is Bantu, trained by Brendan Walsh. He had a nice meet this year in Kentucky this fall, and this horse is coming from Kentucky. So I'm going to use Naughty Boy and Bantu in the sixth race at Gulfstream. Like I said, pretty lean races this weekend. It's a, I don't know, my house might be shining from outer space after I'm done this weekend.